And we begin a new era today on the Monday Business Watch. As so many of you know, who over the last 5 years or so have listened to this segment, Brooke Stockburger was the business editor at the Las Cruces Sun News. You've probably read online or in the paper that Brooke has moved on to a new position with the Las Cruces Bulletin. We'll probably be talking with him about that at some point on the radio, but we continue our Monday Business Watch with the Las Cruces Sun News. I'm pleased to have with us in the studio today the interim business editor for the Sun News. He also is the online editor for the paper, so it's a familiar name to many of you who go online to the Las Cruces Sun News website, and it's great to have him in the studio today welcoming Jason Gibbs. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Fred. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here with us. We're going to talk a little bit about your background and hopes for business coverage coming up, because I know that's your column in today's edition of the Las Cruces Sun News business section. But we always start with the cover story, so why don't we start there? And this is interesting. The Las Cruces Green Chamber is launching something new.
Yes, Carrie Hamlin with the Green Chamber has partnered up with Cecil Campbell, president of Cheddar Social here in Las Cruces, and they are working on what is basically a social media networking site for Las Cruces businesses. Carrie tells me that it's a space where people can sign up and share information, share tips, business strategies, as well as other information so they can collaborate and make the most out of our local network here.
That's interesting. So what kind of a platform is this? I think when people hear social media, they expect Facebook or Twitter or something like that.
Exactly. Well, it's going to be similar, but it is open right now to the approximately 200 members of the Las Cruces Green Chamber. They'll be able to log in, exchange information, and if anyone is interested, they can definitely get a hold of the Green Chamber at www.locallascruces.com and check it out and see if they want to join in and share some tips.
Interesting stuff. So they're going to use the kind of their own platform and make it kind of a private benefit of membership for the chamber members.
Exactly. The information will be only for those that sign up, unlike Facebook and Twitter. Once you post it, it's out there for the world to see. This information will be shared only with the members that are signed up.
All right. Well, social media is certainly a big part of what we do, and something I know that you're involved in greatly because of being the online editor at the paper. Sun News does a lot with Facebook, Twitter, just like we do at KRWG.
Absolutely, and it is a really good way for these businesses to reach out and connect. You know, you might not have time to pick up a phone and make a call to all 200 members at the same time, but this way you can get your news out there a little more quickly.
All right. Well, the profile this week deals with a business that may seem a little unusual in the desert because it deals with water. But folks do like ponds, and they can be very beautiful additions to backyards. And these folks are not only involved with ponds that are profiled in the Sun News, but what goes in those ponds.
Absolutely. Jamie Kennedy has sort of changed his focus from desert to water. He was living in Las Vegas and trying to have a koi pond, and found out that it kept getting mucky and messy and just wasn't a good outdoor attraction for his yard. So through his trials and tribulations, he's now purloined that into a local business. He'll not only set up your pond, he's got maintenance services. He can get the cleaning system set up for you, and he's also got actual genetically true koi fish, so you're not just getting your average goldfish for the pond.
It's interesting. These have become so popular. It's really amazing. I was in Branson, Missouri recently at their very small airport, and right in the airport, which is, as I say, a lot smaller than most airports that folks go to, they had a koi pond right in the middle of the airport with kind of a little river, a simulated river, and beautiful fish.
You know, we are kind of stuck out here in the dry desert, so every little bit of water helps. It's a nice relaxation and a good attraction. Also adds value to your home, and we can't forget that.
Absolutely. It is a tranquil and a beautiful thing to have in your backyard. What's new this week, Jason?
Well, actually some sad news to report for our eating fans, and we all love to eat. Jesse's KC Barbecue has unfortunately had to close down their business. You may be familiar, seen them downtown. They're a very popular lunch stop with their food truck. Unfortunately, I spoke with Jesse last week, and due to some health issues, the doctors have basically said, you've got to put a brake on this. So he's trying to sell his truck, and we'll be moving on to bigger and better things and watching his health, I'm sure.
All right, well,
good
luck.
But we're definitely going to miss his barbecue.
Yeah, good luck to him. Hopefully that his health improves. And we have one other thing, is that right?
Yes, there was actually on the good news side, Cassandra Lockwood has joined the Safe Haven Animal Sanctuary as their new thrift store manager. As I'm sure you all know, Cassandra has been a volunteer with Safe Haven for quite some time, and she's now going to take up the boutique management. They are at 840 El Paseo Road, and Cassandra brings with her degrees in art history and art education, as well as experience as a prior store owner. And she's going to be bringing those skills to work for Safe Haven, which is Las Cruces' no-kill pet shelter.
Absolutely, and I have been in that thrift store.
It's a good mix, isn't it?
Yeah, it's almost across from Video 4 for folks who aren't familiar.
Right.
I think there's a Family Dollar in that strip.
Yeah, it's right in that strip on El Paseo.
Absolutely, and a very good cause for all of the folks, and we know there are many of them out there who are animal lovers in the Mesilla Valley. Well, finally, we get to Back to Business, which is your column as the interim business editor at the Sun News, and we'll get to read it for the very first time in today's business tab, Jason. And Back to Business today gives you a chance to introduce yourself and sort of your plan for coverage for this very important, very, very important topic, something that we know our listeners appreciate here at KRWG.
Well, business, of course, is key to driving Las Cruces. And my column today, actually, I've got to start with a hat tip to Brooke Stockburger. Not only are we missing him in the newsroom, but missing him in print as well, and we do wish him well. But it does leave me with some huge shoes to fill. So I'm reaching out to our community members and business leaders. I'm going to be writing my column once or twice a month, and then I'm asking for others to step in and share their thoughts on the business community. Next Monday will be our guest writer will be Carrie Hamlin, again with the Green Chamber. And I'm hoping our other chambers of commerce will also step up to the plate and give us their thoughts on business. And also I'm throwing the column space open to any other business groups or nonprofits in our community, just so that we can sort of begin a dialogue on what's here, what's needed, where we're going, and basically how we can help each other.
All right. And for now, in addition to doing business, you're continuing as an online editor. What has that been like for you? Because this has become such a big part of news today.
Oh, it's been an amazing transition. I started as online editor about 5 years ago after about two or three years being with the Sun News. The transformation has just been amazing. People want their news immediately. And we offer it on so many platforms, not only our Facebook and Twitter, but our online offering as well as our mobile app. You can always find us at www.lcsun-news.com. And we hope to keep bringing the business to you as quickly and as accurately as possible.
Thanks, Jason.
My pleasure.